Tomorrow, Pebble Limited Partnership CEO Tom Collier is expected to publicly outline a plan for the proposed Pebble Mine project for the first time. But in an interview today, Governor Bill Walker said he's against the controversial mine.
I'm not supportive of the Pebble Mine.
Walker says the mine's developers have not yet proven to him that the project can be done without harming the Bristol Bay region's salmon fishery.
I do not have information sufficient for me to be comfortable or supportive of the Pebble Mine. The burden is on them to prove that it can be done without a risk to the fish in that area. It's a high burden. It's the highest burden, and to me, they've not met that yet.
Walker says he will consider what Pebble's developers have to say, but he's also listening closely to concerns from people who could be affected by the mine. The governor did not say he's planning to take any specific actions to halt the project.
You know, I don't know that there's a lever in for me to pull that's going to absolutely stop it. I think that there's a lot of protections that are already in place.
It's not the first time the governor has said he's not in favor of the mine, but the state will likely take on a bigger role in the Pebble Mine controversy soon. Under the Obama administration, the U.S. EPA proposed restrictions on the mine before the standard permitting process began. But Scott Pruitt, the EPA administrator under President Donald Trump, reached a settlement with Pebble this spring, opening the door for Pebble to begin the permitting process. If that happens, the state also will begin its review of the project.